Blog Talk
okay.
Radio.
There she goes. All right, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Hey, I've got Dave on the line here. How's it going, Dave?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm doing well.
Actually, it's Elwood. Elwood and Lollipop
oh,
are on today.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm kind of bummed. I'm sitting here kind of bummed. I missed the Al 7 show last night, and it was someone even had tickets for me, and I just didn't go. I flaked on it. New pills for all the shit I'm going through, and I'm all high as a kite.
Yeah,
so.
You have been through a lot of medical problems, and
yeah,
you know, I'm so glad that you know you're hanging in there, because I want to tell people out there, this man has been to hell and back, and we'll just leave it at that. But you know what, you're
yeah.
such a trooper, and you are so amazing, Dave. You're such a talented person, and so amazing how you've overcome all these obstacles in your personal life. And you're still performing, so it's like, tell everybody about your new band.
We're called Repeat Offenders. I'm happy with it. It's like one of the. It's definitely the best band I've ever been in. We're badass. We play the kind of music I love. We play some street punk rock with a little bit of oi and a little bit of hardcore. It's just perfect. It's just a great band. But it has Billy Lee from Wholesale Murder and Yappo, and it has Eddie from the Baldwin Park Disasters, a great bass player named Casey Brown, and he's the old Santa Monica head, and a drummer named Dave from my hometown of Whittier, Dave Barron. He's a great drummer, and he's been in a lot of bands, and so we're just kicking ass. We have a lot of shows coming up. We're playing next weekend at Characters. On Sunday, the 26th, we're opening up the Generators.
Oh,
and,
wow, how
then,
cool.
Yeah, and then the following week, we're doing the Gears and Agent Orange at Spikes in Rosemead.
Yeah,
that should be good. I was really stoked to hear that. I knew Agent Orange was on the bill, and it's cool because we played with them a few months back, and it was a good show at the Doll Hut. And
right.
Then I saw the flyer for the show, and then it says the fucking Gears. I'm like, wow, the Gears, man, cool. This is really awesome. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Oh, that is
great. I love
the Gears.
Yeah.
You guys better get on down there and see some Repeat Offenders.
Yes, we just got signed to a great label, too, a great Crowd Control Media Records we got signed to, and I wish I had some of the music that from that recording, but they're just kind of keeping it under wraps until the record comes out. So I don't even have any music to give you to play or anything. But when the record comes out, I'll definitely come back on and maybe you can play some of the tunes from it.
Yeah, I would love to. But, you know, I have a surprise for you. You know, me and Dave, for those who don't know, we go way back to the old days at the Café de Grand. And I have one of Dave's favorite bands here, the Mentors.
Oh, that's my old buddy El Duce, man. Hell yeah.
He was a great guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Al Duce knew his romance, I'll tell you that, man. He's a good dude.
I wasn't sure what song I could play on the air, and this was the only one that I felt might not get rejected. And it's really funny, the first time I put it on the soundboard, it got spit back out. It was rejected.
I don't know why, man. It's a great song. It's wonderful. It's like poetry. I can't tell you. You know what? Hey, trip out, Lollipop. I can't tell you how many shows when I was young, how many shows I missed because I was in the parking lot just having a great time with Duce drinking, man. He fucking was the best, man. He was the fucking best. I can watch him all night, man. And I'll never forget the night. I was at Raji's. And he came in, and we were drinking together, and he had his, like, Lion Country Safari hat on with the little, you know, little strap around his neck and stuff.
Yeah, it was badass.
He looked like he was going on a safari or something. It was really badass. And
well, you know,
he drank off my beer, and he had the worst breath I've ever smelled, but I love the dude, man. He's a great dude.
Yeah, he was, and, you know, he was just a natural comedian. You know, that's why we started the cold seat, you know. And I remember seeing old video clips of you on the Wally George show, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was because of, you know, it really was because of the mentors we were on there. Because
right,
we were going with Del Duce on the show all the time. We were going to the audience to see him. And then Wally seen us and whatever. And then he got a hold of Psycho Mike from Press Logic. And he got a hold of him and set up the whole shit, and Wally was one of the coolest son of a bitches I've ever met in my life. He was a really cool dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I started organizing a lot of that because the two clashed so well, you know, and,
yeah.
and that was the whole purpose of the cold seat, you know, at the cafe. You know?
Cold seat.
We were big. Rude, crude, and sociably unacceptable, Eldon used to say. But, you know,
yeah,
he was such a gas and so fun to be around because he was just so funny.
Yeah, he was great. You know what? It's funny. Like a few years ago, I was exiting off of Melrose, off the 101. And I stopped at the light right there to get off on Melrose, and this bum comes up to me, and he starts talking just like Duce, fucking saying, yeah, let me have a quarter, I'll tell you a joke. And I said, dude, you're stealing somebody's act. I know whose act you're stealing. And he's like, oh, you know him? And I'm all, yeah, I do. I knew him. And he's like, oh, all right. And I didn't give him any money. I would have if he wasn't trying to rip my friend's, you know, act off.
So, right, right.
So, yeah, anyway, that's the story.
Right, right.
Going to light me up a cigarette here, so.
Yeah, the mentors are still playing, and it was hard when I went and filmed them up here in Northern California. They came up to play, and I hadn't seen Sticky Eric in years. And it was cool to see him. But, you know, me and Steve never got along, Roy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was never allowed in the cafe. I don't know. Our personalities just really clashed. And with him leading the new mentors, and then this drummer walks up and he says, "I'm Al Duce." I said, "No, you're not, punk." And it
yeah,
was
since
pretty
he died, since he died, I really have nothing to do with the mentors at all, the new mentors or anything like that. I have,
it's
you know,
hard.
I got my own reasons. Yeah, I got my own private reasons, but yeah, I don't freaking have nothing to do with those dudes or nothing like that. But whatever. I mean, I miss Al Duce. I'll tell you that much.
At the club, they were playing at this club called Bombay's in Reading. And I was talking with Siki before the show, sitting in the van talking with him. And I gave him my little business card with the cafe logo on it, you know. And when they got up on stage, I've not released this film yet, but Steve started insulting the cafe, and he started throwing syringes in the audience. And I stood up and I left my camera rolling. I said, "Come on down here, you fucking punk. I'm going to kick your ass." I was sitting bullets. And I had 30 staples in my leg. I'd just had surgery. I have 30 staples in my leg. And I'm standing there with my fists up telling him, "I'm going to kick your ass. Get on down here." I mean, it was just the things that he said, because I knew it wasn't an act, you know? And he was insinuating things by throwing the syringes, and it just really pissed me off. It's like, yeah, come here, dude.
That's really funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember about like the old cafe days. That's what I remember. I mean, I remember drinking. Being very young, drinking in the parking lot of like Mystic Records. I was like, I remember we were parked and the Mystic logo was real big on the wall, and we were like a block from the cafe. And yeah, that's cool, man. That's good bands. A lot of good bands played there. I was really young, and I didn't start playing until the Anti Club days. That's when I jumped in. So
sure. Well,
yeah,
you know,
good,
we got in a lot of trouble from all you kids. But, you know, it's cool because, you know, you guys had somewhere to go and somewhere to be, even though the drinking and stuff wasn't good for you. But, you know, y'all survived.
I think I could speak for a lot of people that said, you know, drinking in a parking lot was a lot better than what was going on at home, you know. So it was
true.
Cool. It was good. Every gig was cool.
Yeah. And, you know, the bands were all under 18 that Doug was bringing to Mystic to record. I mean, some of those guys, you know, you guys are like in your early 40s right now, you know, and I'm like, way a lot older than that, but I'm not going to go there. But, you know, it was amazing because these bands kept stumbling in the front door at the cafe, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I can squeeze you in because what's his name didn't show, you know? So, you know, I've been working hand in hand with Mystic, you know, for all these years, and, you know, 30 plus years. And
Those are great albums. You know, all the Mystic records, man. I remember going up to the record store Levels in Whittier and when I was a kid, and I'd buy all the Mystic records, the Samplers, the Mentors records, the frickin' Party records, the Slimy Valley, all this shit. I used to buy all those records, man. I had them all, and then I was introduced to drugs and I sold all my records.
Well, you know, as a kid growing up, I used to save my allowance and buy records, too, you know, just because I'm from a different generation. I didn't learn about punk rock till I was in college, and I went to college 10 years after my graduating class, you know. Well, you know, I've got a compilation that I just put together last night, the tracks for, and I sent it off to Doug for his approval. And if he likes it, I'm hitting the distributor with a whole new compilation. Mystic hasn't had a new compilation out in years, and this is going to be the first one. So, yeehaw!
Nice. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Well, look, Candy, it's been really cool being on your show. I'm really happy to do it, and I want to come back and play some repeat offenders for everyone.
Yes.
And so everyone can hear. And so thanks for having me on. It was really cool.
All right. Thanks, Dave. And I want to remind everybody to get out there and support the bands, see some shows.
Yeah.
There's a couple really good things going on today. The Freedom Festival is going on at Santiago Canyon. If you go on down to Huntington Beach, Harley-Davidson, you can ride right into the event if you register there. And there's a lot of good bands playing. Never Ready's playing. Farrell Holtz is singing with Never Ready Now. And
that's good stuff right there, yeah.
Yeah, and then down in San Bernardino, Punk's Not Dead Productions has got Slaughter and the Dogs, Cymbal Six, Gutter Snipe.
Yeah. That's tomorrow, and that's going to be a badass show. That's a badass show.
Yeah.
That we were asked to play that, but my bass player can't do it, so we're not playing it. But it's going to be a badass show tomorrow in San Bernardino. And funny, because Spike's been calling my girlfriend all morning asking to pass out flyers tonight because we're going to Narcoleptic Youth at the Doll Hut.
Cool.
So I think this is better than passing out flyers, where I'm actually promoting this shit on the air. So
right on.
There you go.
All right.
And don't forget,
like
everyone, don't forget, next Sunday at Characters in Pomona, it's an early barbecue show. There's like going to be a barbecue going, and it's the Generators and Repeat Offenders, The Decline, and a bunch of others. And then I'm sure Gonzo is going to be spinning some music and stuff. So it's going to be really fun. Get out there. It's at, like I said, Characters in Pomona, next Sunday, July 26th at 3 o'clock.
That's right. And don't forget to party or go home.
All right. See you later, Candy.
All right.
Lollipop.
See you next week. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.